Is anyone is in Christ? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We're talking about double assurance. One of the most important things anybody should be sure of is your salvation. You must be very, very sure. We just heard, another news about a member of the church, not Jesus Palace here, but as a whole, who passed on to glory. So, very young woman. So that tells me that every one of us, we need to get it right. So it's not just double assurance about your job, about money, all of those things. They are not going to go anywhere. They will hang here. But double assurance about your salvation is very, very important. Every child of God, every day, you must make sure you have double assurance of your salvation, because it can be any time. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. So we're going to be looking at a message that is titled, If Anyone is in Christ. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Say, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So there are four items we are going to be looking at there. If you look at that scripture very closely, it said, therefore, if anyone is in Christ. So we're going to look at if anyone is in Christ. Secondly, he's a new creation. We're going to look at the meaning of a new creation. And the third one, he said, all things have passed away. We're going to look at that. And the last thing, he said, all things have become new. Praise the Lord. It's very, very important for us to always look at the scripture closely and get some understanding. Not just be quoting it. Many of us can quote this scripture. But how often have we sat down to look at it each by step, every sentence? What is God telling you? What is God telling me? This morning, the Lord will speak to you. The Lord will speak to me in Jesus' name. So what does it mean if anyone is in Christ? What does it mean to be in Christ? Well, I feel like asking. So it's not another Sunday school, but anybody can quickly tell us. What does it mean to be in Christ? It doesn't matter what you understand. To be in Christ. Nobody? Then why are we having the service? Thank you, sir. God bless you, sir. Anyone in Christ, meaning that anyone that has accepted Jesus Christ as personal Lord and Savior, you are in Christ. The Bible says in Galatians 3:3, it said, for you died, your life is hidden with Christ in God. So when you are in Christ, your life is hidden in Christ in God. That's what it means. When the Bible says you died, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that you are dying physically, but you are dead to the world, to the flesh. You are dead. And your life is now hidden in Christ. Praise the Lord. So these are the things we are going to be looking at. So what does a new creation mean? It means a new identity. You now have a new identity. When you're a child of God, you have been given a new identity. You are a child of God. That name is only meant for people who are in Christ. The Bible says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He's the creator of all, everybody. But he's not the father of everybody. You can only be a child of God if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. John chapter 1 verse 12, it says, men that have received him, to them he gave the power to be called a child of God, even them that believe in his name. And 1 John 3:1 says that what manner of love has Father bestowed on us that we should be called the children of God. So there is need for you to assure yourself that you are a child of God. You have to constantly ask yourself, are you a child of God? If you are a child of God, you will know. You are a new creation. You have a new identity. So you should be thanking God. You are a child of God. People see you, they say, oh, that's a child of God. They didn't say that one is a child of the devil. There are people that they will see, they say that he's a child of the devil based on what they are doing. And I pray that that will not be your own identity in Jesus' name. Again, the Bible says that if you are in Christ, you are seed of Abraham. Yes, according to promise, Galatians 3:29. So meaning that you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise. I know we have some lawyers in our midst. What does it mean to be heirs? Any lawyer? Well, if there is no lawyer, anybody can tell us. Okay. Where is he? Where is she? Please, can you raise up your hand? What does it mean to be here with H-E-I-R? Yeah, what does it mean? H-E-I-R. Oh, yeah. Thank you. God bless you. Okay. So I look at the definition. It's a person legally entitled to the property of another on that person's death. That is exactly what Brother Shas has just said. So you are entitled even to everything Jesus Christ owns. Praise the Lord. Legally, you have legal right to it. You are entitled to it. And that's what you are. That's the new identity you have as a child of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We are looking at a new creation. So meaning that you have a new identity. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 19. It says, you are no longer a stranger and foreigner, but a fellow citizen with saints, a member of the household of God. What identity do you have there? A fellow citizen with saints. You are a saint by the special grace of God. When you have given your life to Christ, when you are in Christ, you are a saint. Not by the work of your hands, but because Jesus Christ has paid the price through his precious blood. So don't let the devil hold you in any form of guilt. Regardless of what your past had been, it doesn't matter what you have done in the past. But having accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, you are now a saint before the Almighty God. There's no record of all of those things. As long as you remain in Him, your life is hidden in Him. And you are no longer going back. So you are now a saint. Praise the Lord. Because many a time the devil make a lot of people to feel guilty of what they have done in the time of ignorance. The time of ignorance is past. But now, Jesus Christ has saved you. You are a new creation. You have a new identity. You have now become a saint, not by the work of your hand, but through the precious blood of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Galatians 4:7. He said, you are no longer a slave, but a son. Can you imagine? You are no longer a slave, but a son. But anyone who has not given his life to Christ is a slave. Don't deceive yourself. That individual is a slave. And you see people doing things that are very shameful, abominable. And you'll be wondering, don't they see what they are doing? What is the problem here? Because they are enslaved. Their mind is enslaved. They can't see. Everybody can see what they are doing that is wrong. But they cannot see. They need help. They need deliverance. But the Bible says, you are no longer a slave. You are a son. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Another interesting identity that you have is that you are a priest and a king. A priest and a king. Revelation 5, 9, 10. I'll just paraphrase it. He said, we are unto our God as a priest and as a king that we will reign with him on earth. It's not saying we reign with him on heaven. By the grace of God, we are going to reign with him there. But he said you will reign with him here on earth first before you get to heaven. So as a child of God, you are a priest, you are a king. And a priest, what does a priest stand in the gap for others? Do you stand in the gap for other people? You stand in the gap, for others, for their salvation, for so many things. You're showing the world how to, live a godly life. You are intermediary. When people see you, they see God. And something begin to tell them, I can be like this person. I can be like this person. You are a priest. See yourself as a priest. Praise the Lord. 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. He says, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a peculiar people, a holy nation, that you show forth the praise of him who has brought you out of the kingdom of darkness unto his marvelous light. You are a priest. You are a member of the real family. Treat yourself like that. How do you appear to people? Can people see you and see that identity that you're a king? You are different from other people. Your presence commands some respect. People are saying all kinds of disgusting things. You get there, they keep quiet. Because a king has come. That's the way you should see yourself. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. We don't have a lot of time, but I'll quickly go to the next one. We have looked at if anyone is in Christ. We have looked at that person is a new creation. And the third thing, all things have passed away. All things have passed away. And this area I want us to pay attention very closely. All things have passed away. What are those old things that need to pass away in our life? Envy, self-seeking, and jealousy. The Bible says all things have passed away. As those things pass away in your life, are you still envious? Are you still jealous? What does the Bible say? James chapter 3, verse 16. How God look at anger and abhorred of wrath. Some of us, we say we have given our life to Christ. When you are getting angry, you can throw tantrum. Some of us think it's only children that throw tantrum. No. I've seen many adults throwing tantrum. Their hands are like this. They are throwing their leg, they are throwing their hand. I've seen a woman, she's a wife of a pastor, and the son got angry and she picked an object and threw it at that. So if that thing had hit that boy, maybe the boy would have landed in the hospital. That's what anger can cause. Some people, when they are angry, they can destroy things. Anything that comes their way. And you see, you're a child of God. The person I just talked about now is the wife of a pastor. So that tells us that the devil is not a respecter of anybody. So we're talking about getting rid of this thing. All things have passed away. All things have become new. Unforgiveness and bitterness. Acts chapter 8, verse 23. For I see that you are poisoned by bitterness and bound by iniquity. Bitterness is a poison. And poison does what? It kills. It kills easily. A lot of people, they carry bitterness in their heart. And the Bible says, all things have passed away. All of those things, they must pass away. They kill more than any weapon, physical weapon we can think of. Praise the Lord. Lying, dishonesty, exaggeration. We learned last Sunday that liars will not enter the kingdom of God. And that is the truth. Unrepentant liars will not enter the kingdom of God. Let's not take all these things lightly. Dishonesty, exaggeration. Proverbs 13, verse 11. Says, wealth gained by dishonesty will diminish, but he who gathers by labor will increase. Every form of dishonesty. In the past, I've seen people who have told me, say, lie on your resume. You know, you want to get this job? Lie. And I told them, God forbid. And they told another person who goes to church, lie, you get this job. He lied and he got the job. I care less. But when it was God's time, God gave me my own job. God gave me my own job. Because other people are doing it, they are getting away with it. They may even be Christians just like you. Don't do it. Don't do it. Leave them with God. If there's anything you have to do, pray for them. Don't join them in any form of dishonesty, because the word of God is very true. Say, any word gained by dishonesty will diminish. Any position anybody get himself to do dishonesty, that person will diminish. That person will be demoted. And I pray that that will not be your portion and my portion in Jesus' name. Backbiting or backstabbing. Either way, you are backbiting, you are stabbing people at the back, you are saying all sorts of things. All things must pass away. All things. Many of us, we think it's only fornication, adultery. No, there are so many other things that are silent, very quiet in the life of people, that people may not see it. When you go around and you are backbiting, other people may not know. No, they may not know. All things must pass away. Gossipers and rumor mongering. Gossipers and rumor mongering. 1 Timothy chapter 5, verse 13. He said, wandering from house to house, not only idle, but also gossips. Bible called them what? Busybodies. Saying things they ought not. When you're a child of God, one of the qualities that you should have is, how do you use your tongue? Do you just talk anyhow? The phone is there now. Some people, they just carry phone. They call Mr. A, they call Mr. B, they call Mr. C. They know what is happening everywhere. They run to Nigeria, they run to US, they run to everywhere. So several hours they've spent on phone gossiping. What are they talking about? So the Bible says, moving from house to house, gossiping. And they are not gathering all those information because they want to pray. Have you heard this? Have you heard this? Have you heard this? The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. Filled with ingratitude, they are always complaining. All things must pass away. All things have passed away. All things must pass away in our lives. Self-will. Those who are self-will, they are heady, very stubborn. Self-will. I'll give us a quick story here. We remember the story of Naaman's leprosy. Because of our time, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 13, will tell us a little bit about that. The Bible says that some of the servants, they told him that he should go and do foolish things, things that look foolish to him, that the man of God was asking him to do. And thank God he obeyed. Otherwise, would have remained leprosy. Some of us think that some people cannot advise us. Don't undermine anybody. God can use anybody. When one of our sister was talking the other time, he said, children, God has given you a small God, you know, to guide you. God is not, may not come down physically, but God is going to send somebody to you. But if you fail to listen to whoever that God is sending to you, you may miss it. Don't be self-willed. Don't think that, oh, well, nobody can talk to me. Anybody, God can use anybody. It may even be one of your own children. It may even be somebody that is insignificant as far as you can think. Anybody. And don't ever say, well, yeah, I've met some big men of God. Yeah, but no, it's not about big men of God. Anybody, God can use anybody to talk to you. Just be said, don't be self-willed, but be open to the word of God. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23. Matthew chapter 7, 21 to 23. Praise the Lord. If anyone is there, can you quickly read it for us? Matthew 7, 21 to 23, please. Praise the Lord. We've been hearing so much about the need for us to get it right with God. But all some of these things we are talking about could be reason for disqualification for so many people. The Bible says old things are passed away. So begin to identify those old things in your life that need to pass away through prayer, through sincere confession before the Almighty God. for God to help you. Don't cover them all. The Lord will help you. The Lord will help me in Jesus' name. And the last thing there, all things have become new. All things have become new. Romans chapter 8 verse 1. He said, there is therefore no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who don't walk after the flesh, but after the Spirit. You are no longer walking according to the flesh. You have all things have become new. You don't walk after the flesh, but you walk after the Spirit. You no longer control your life. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. The life that I live, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and died for me. I is gone. You live by faith. The just shall live by faith. You are now a new person. You have become new. Everything about you is different. You don't live by emotion anymore. You don't live by feeling anymore. Even though we are emotional human beings, but you live by faith. But you stand upon the word of God. You don't stand on what men have said. Men who do not have the Spirit of God in them. But you stand on what the word of God has said. Praise the Lord. You no longer love the world. 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17. 1 John chapter 2, 15 to 17. He said, do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, it's of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But who does the will of God abides forever. So you no longer love the world. You don't follow trend anymore. You used to do that in the past. Everything that is trendy, you follow it. The way the people of the world used to dress, that's the way you want to dress. But now, a child of God, you dress to honor God. You dress to glorify God. Whatever you put on, God, does this give you glory? It's not about how expensive it is. That's not what we're talking about. Ask that question. Does it give you glory? The house you live. Oh, my neighbor bought this house. My own must be better than him. You know, that's my church member. He just bought a new car. But I must buy a better one. Is that what is driving you? Don't live like the people of the world anymore. Everything must become new. Praise the Lord. What is your passion and desire? What are your passions and desire now? Galatians 5:24. Galatians 5:24. Someone can quickly read it for us. Galatians 5:24. Praise the Lord. The Bible says he crucified the flesh with his passion and desires. So your passions and your desire should be godly. Now, everything must become new. Praise the Lord. What type of fruits are you bearing now as a child of God? The Bible says by the fruit they bear, you shall know them. We must constantly ask ourselves, what fruit am I bearing as a child of God? Every day, ask yourself, what fruit are you bearing? Because people are not going to see you when you sit down studying the Bible at home. When you are praying, they will not see you. But when you go out, they will see you. Are they seeing the fruit? Will they see that fruit? That is what they are looking for. That's what the people of the world are looking for. Before you begin to preach the gospel to them, they want to see that fruit first. If they cannot see the fruit, if you like, quote all the scripture from Genesis to Revelation, you are just wasting your time. Let them see the fruit. Fruit is very, very important. And our God makes investment into our lives so that we can bear fruit. Our God looks for fruit in our lives. Our God he doesn't waste his resources on anybody. He wants to see that fruit. Are you bearing that fruit? What kind of fruit are you bearing? Praise the Lord. What type of company do you now keep as a child of God? 1 Corinthians chapter 5, chapter 15, verse 33. He said, do not be deceived. Evil communication corrupts good manners. And that is very, very true. Another translation says that do not be deceived. Bad company corrupts good character. Bad company corrupts good characters. It doesn't matter how smart you are. The only way out of it, don't keep that company. If you are a child of God, you are a new creature. All things have become new. Praise the Lord. Are you able to talk about Jesus to the unbelievers? Your neighbors are there. Your colleagues at work are there. Your classmates in school are there. Wherever you find yourself, are you able to talk about Jesus freely without any fear in your heart? Are you able to talk about Jesus? Say, all things have become new. If all things have become new, that newly found love of Jesus, are you able to share it with people? Are you able to share it with people? Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. People of God, God wants you to examine yourself this morning. We have talked about if anyone is in Christ. If anyone is in Christ, it's a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. God wants you to examine yourself. 2 Corinthians 13:5. He said, examine yourself as to whether you are in the faith. Test yourself. Do you not know yourself that Jesus Christ is in you, unless indeed you are disqualified? Examine yourself. Ponder upon the word of God. Examine yourself. If you are in Christ, thank God for your life. Appreciate Him for His grace that has saved you, that has saved me. Thank Him. Don't take it for granted. Appreciate Him if you are truly in Christ. But if anyone is just disqualified, if anyone is disqualified this morning, the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 1 verse 7, in Him we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sin, according to the riches of His glory. If you are in that category, there is redemption for you this morning. Through the blood of Jesus. Through the blood of Jesus, there is redemption for you. Let's rise up as we pray. Let's rise up as we pray. If you feel like sitting down, you may sit down. But let's pray. I want you to thank God for the redemption through the blood of Jesus. The forgiveness of our sin according to the riches of His glory. If you have been saved and you value your salvation, appreciate God. Appreciate God for the redemption of your soul through the blood of Jesus. Thank Him. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank You for saving me. Thank You, O Lord, for redeeming me, even through Your precious blood. Lord, I thank You on behalf of all my brethren this morning, as many that have been saved. Lord, we say thank You. Thank You, our Father. We are grateful to You for that redemption, O God, that has come through Your blood, that has made us to know the forgiveness of sin. Lord, we are grateful to You. We say thank You, our Father. We give You all the glory. Blessed be Your own, our Father. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. If you are there this morning, and you know you are disqualified according to the word of God, I want you to sincerely cry unto the Lord, not unto me. And for as many of us that have been saved, let's join them in prayer that the Lord will save them. The Lord will save their soul. The Lord will show them mercy, will forgive them. And they will be embraced even to the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, Almighty Father, Lord, we thank You, we appreciate You. Lord, this morning we bring, O God, Your people before You. Anyone, O God, in our midst that has not been saved, O God. Lord, as many that have not had that genuine encounter with You that is in our midst this morning, Almighty God, we ask that, Lord, You reach out into such individual. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, is there anyone that is related to us that may not be here? Lord, I may be extended, Lord, member of the family, Lord, wherever they may be. Lord, we ask that You will reach out unto them too, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, through the redemption that is in Your blood, through, oh God, this morning, Lord, we ask that You will reach out unto them, oh Lord. Let them truly know the forgiveness of sin, in the name of Jesus. Let their hearts be open, oh Lord, to accept You, even as Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, You are the Spirit of conviction. Convict them, oh Lord, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Reveal yourself unto them, O Lord. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. And finally, you're going to pray for yourself. The Bible says that if only in this world we have hope in Christ, we are of all men most miserable. You are going to pray for God will uphold you, that Lord will keep you, that you will not experience eternal condemnation, that Lord will keep you even till he's coming back, that Lord will help you, that Lord will help me, so that you will not be disqualified in the name of Jesus. Almighty Father, Lord, we lift up our voices unto you, God, this morning. Father, we ask, O Lord, for divine help. We ask for divine help from above. We look up unto the hill where our help comes from. Our help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the air. Lord, let none of us, O God, be disqualified. Let me not be disqualified, O Lord. Let none of any member of my family be disqualified. Let none of my brethren be disqualified, O Lord. Let none of us, O God, suffer eternal condemnation, Lord. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, keep us, O God, uphold us in this race, O God. And help us to finish well. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, every instrument, every tool the enemy may use to disqualify us, let your blood, or through your blood, deliver us from every social God manipulation over our lives in Jesus' name. Thank you, our Father. We appreciate you because you hear and answer prayer. For in Jesus' name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord.
Let's give the Lord a hand.